This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26 with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme. The government will provide a targeted subsidy of 300 rupees per 14.2 kilogram cylinder for up to 9 refills per year. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has approved construction of 4-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry highways in Tamil Nadu. Indian Railway has achieved a new milestone by successfully conducting a trial run of Asia's largest freight train, Rudrashtra. The trial run was conducted from Ganj Khwaja Railway Station in Chandoli, Uttar Pradesh, to Garhwa in Jharkhand, covering a distance of 209 km in 5 hours 10 minutes at an average speed of 40.5 km per hour. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has shared a video of the trial run. Divisional Railway Manager Uday Singh Meena said that the 4.5 kilometer long freight train will now be sent from Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Division of East Central Railway to Dhanbad Division for quick loading and transportation of goods. Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered and expressed gratitude to all those brave people who took part in the Quit India movement under the inspiring leadership of Mahatma Gandhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the courage of those people lit a spark of patriotism that united countless people in the quest for freedom. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated today across the country. On this occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhi around the wrist of their brothers and pray for their prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. On the auspicious occasion of Raksha Bandhan, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended best wishes to the countrymen. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the disaster-affected Dharali Harshil area of Uttarkashi district. Central and state government agencies are engaged in providing relief to the affected as well as searching for missing people and restoring basic amenities. Meanwhile, with the cooperation of the Army, NDRF, SDRF, police and local administration, the rescue operation of pilgrims and local citizens stranded in the disaster-affected areas is going on. So far, 629 people have been rescued. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Arunachal Pradesh today. Places over Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh and Northeastern region are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, several parts of the national capital experienced heavy rainfall this morning. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet on August 15 in Alaska to discuss Russia-Ukraine conflict. This was disclosed by Trump in a social media post on Truth Social last night. Trump has not met with Putin in person since returning to the White House in January. Putin's trip to Alaska will be his first to the U.S. in a decade. The Human Rights Council of Pakistan has strongly condemned the shutdown of internet and mobile services across Balochistan, calling it a blatant violation of basic rights. The blackout imposed on August 6 affects millions, cutting off access to communication, education, health and employment. The council warned that such collective punishment undermines public trust and democracy. Quoting global rights bodies, it emphasized internet access as a fundamental right. In Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships, 10 Indian boxers, including 7 women, will be vying for gold in Bangkok after registering convincing victories in their respective semi-final bouts yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.